Hello, this is Dr. Vanna Goldberg, dictating an aspirin for Tesnal Mitchell. Date of birth 9/15/1984. Date of procedure June 27, 2024. Physician Dr. Vanna Goldberg. No PCP. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy. Indication is weight loss, heartburn, common abdominal pain. Description and procedure informed consent with the pain period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possible admission noise and system emergency oral experience. Patient is brought to the anesthesia seat, placed in the fetal position, sitting as for anesthesia service, monitor anesthesia care, well lubricated, and serial gas, scope is introduced into the esophagus, and maintain the requisite, the same portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex, to sustain the cardiac air resection from the stomach, forward wall, scope. The patient was then turned on in left lateral position, and digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated lymphedema colonoscopy was introduced into rectum, advanced into direct vision, cystic, and which is identified from the presence of the appendiceal. The cecal valve confluence of folds, period. Careful examination is made of the cecal, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. A retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston Baptist score is greater than 6.2-2.2. Patient's eye procedure, all that complications. Findings. The paranoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. The sign of the UN was irregular at 41 centimeters of the white plaque with evidence of two tongues of salmon colored mucosa. Comma prog C0M1.5. Comma biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for the Seattle protocol for further evaluation histology and to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next time there was a 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next time there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Comma biopsies were obtained in the antrum body peristology and to rule out H. pylori. Next time there was a approximately 1 centimeter clean base forest cleft, 3 duodenal bulb ulcer. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation histology. Next line. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Biopsies are obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line. Echo and osteo. Next line. Boston Backward scores were 6.2-2.2. Comma fair prep. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhage noted on much collection. There was swollen non-bleeding. Next line. Plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend PPI BID for 8 weeks and daily following. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy at 45 years old. Next line. Avoid NSAIDs. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.